This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. As he introduced his coronavirus economic relief plan at the White House, Biden said the government needs to act decisively and boldly to help Americans who are seeing their paychecks reduced and are barely hanging on.
I don't believe the people in this country just want to stand by and watch their friends, their neighbors, coworkers, fellow Americans go hungry, lose their homes, and lose their sense of dignity and hope and respect. I don't believe that, especially in the middle of a pandemic.
Biden said it's not Republicans or Democrats going hungry and losing their jobs. It's Americans. The president has proposed a $1.9 trillion relief package to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Republicans say that's too soon.
By Senate rules, if the article arrives, we have to start a trial right then.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want to rush this. He would like to see a trial next month.
That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, make no mistake, there will be a trial.
It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
And when the trial is over,
senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
A trial delay could appeal to some Democrats, allowing more time to confirm President Biden's cabinet nominees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Senate has confirmed President Biden's second cabinet member, Lloyd Austin, as Secretary of Defense, AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Senate vote was overwhelming to confirm Lloyd Austin, a West Point graduate, as the nation's first black Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin retired in 2016 after rising through the ranks during 41 years in the U.S. Army. He was the first black general to head U.S. Central Command. He received a waiver from the House and Senate from a ban on military officers serving as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. Austin pledged to senators to address white supremacy and violent extremism in the ranks of the military and said he embraces the president's focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Twitter says it has permanently banned an account connected to the office of Iran's supreme leader. Friday's suspension came after the page posted a photo that appeared to show former President Donald Trump playing golf in the shadow of a giant drone. Since Facebook and Twitter cut off Trump from their platforms for inciting the assault on the U.S. Capitol, activists have urged the companies to apply their policies equally to other political figures. Authorities in Russia have taken elaborate measures to curb protests against the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protests are being planned for Saturday in more than 60 Russian cities. Universities and colleges have urged students not to attend rallies, with some saying students may be subject to disciplinary action if they do. As well, Navalny's associates in Moscow and other regions have been detained, while opposition supporters and independent journalists have been approached by police with official warnings against protesting. Navalny, Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, was arrested on Sunday when he returned to Russia from Germany after recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hank Aaron, baseball's one-time home run king, has died at the age of 86. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
April 8, 1974. Brave slugger Hank Aaron faces Al Downing of the Dodgers in one of baseball's most historic moments. With that, Aaron broke Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. Although he remained the home run king until Barry Bonds broke the mark in 2007, Aaron said in a 1999 interview that he was more proud of other aspects of his game.
I think that I'm even more proud of is the fact that there's not one time that I struck out 100 times in one season.
Aaron finished with 755 home runs. I'm Dave Ferry.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.